Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So I heard this NPR story about a Scotland Yard super recognizer.
I like that idea.
They are used to identify people of interest from closed-circuit television. So let's talk about what a super recognizer is. That's a person who can memorize a person's face in an instant, and they're able to recall them years later.
Okay.
So even if you only met once, like if I saw you across the room, then 4 or 5 years later, if I bumped into you, I'd be like, hey, I met you at the so-and-so's party, and you don't even remember the party. Well, there were people who were studying reasons for why people have trouble recognizing familiar faces. And these researchers, led by Russell Duchesne, they were doing some studies, and then they had four people who claim to have better than ordinary ability to recognize faces.
But not memory overall in general.
Well, no, and this isn't memorizing. This is this super recognizing thing. One said, I learned to stop surprising people with comments like, weren't you at so-and-so concert last fall I recognize you? Another one said, I have to pretend I don't remember people because it seems like I'm stalking them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like they mean more to me than they do when I recall that we saw each other.
Yes.
They'll be like, oh, she remembered me. And it's like, no, I remember everybody. Don't
I have, before I had kids, had a, I would say a little better than average. I'm not a super, what are they, super
recognizer.
Memorizer? A super recognizer. I'm not a super recognizer, but I could probably remember, oh, hey, it's Sally from fourth grade. How are you? Now that I've had kids, that's gone away. But it totally is a little bit weird for people that
don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And since we're on a spectrum, so in this paper, they tested the four people who were super recognizers against 26 other regular people with the BFTW test. That's the before they were famous test.
I was making up my own in my head. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger working at
younger,
Dairy Queen.
Yes. Yeah. And they will also, they remove the hair and things like that. So you're just, so you're just looking at the facial features. And it was startling how much better the super recognizers did. They have graphs and, you know, you've got your straight line, which is the median, and your 26 people are kind of sprinkled all around it on the lower third.
Yeah.
And then the four were way up off on their own recognizing faces.
Even without the context of, oh, he's a redhead or.
Yep. They don't exactly know why some people are so much better at this. Most agree that being able to recognize faces is important. They found that infants demonstrate a preference for faces within an hour of birth.
Wow.
Even if it's just a paper plate with like two eyes and a smile on it, they will look at those things. Mm-hmm. So we're attuned to look at faces. And it does seem to be genetic because they've tested identical twins versus fraternal twins. So identical twins, they're, you know, one egg split in half, two people. They show the same aptitude.
I want to know who did that research and what mom said yes to that. Like 1 hour after birth, hi, ma'am, I know you're still, you know, getting dialed back in after delivering your babies, but we'd like to bring a paper plate and show it to your baby.
And just see if they turn their head a little bit. That's probably one of those things where when they say, we're going to wash the baby and they take them away.
Yes.
And while we're here, we're just going to do a couple studies. Nothing invasive. Don't worry. It'll be fine. Oh, so you said that you felt like you were better at recognizing faces back in the day. Well, here's a really cool thing. You can take a test.
Ooh, I love tests.
So Brad Duchesne and Ken Nakayama, they're the ones from the paper that I referenced before. They are still doing research. And so you can go to testmybrain.org/superrecruitment. We have a link in our show notes. And you take a test where you look at computer-generated faces and you do some memorizing of different faces, and then they put them with faces that you haven't seen and you have to pick them out of the group.
Fun.
It is so fun. So there are 72 possible correct answers, and I scored a 68.
Ooh, good job.
So average is 58.5. So I was higher than 9 out of every 10 people. But here's the thing that's really funny to me. I can't remember people's names ever. But at least now I could show people my test score and say, but look, I do remember you.
I remember you, cheek mole.
I know. I remember you.
We had that moment in the grocery line. Want to hear more? We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time with more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored. If I start reading the paper, I'm like, Please stop seeing standard deviation. I know it. Please stop. You know, all the stuff that they show there. All right.